Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
Musa's Problem by Diane Stewart. When Musa went to live with his aunt in Durban, he had to go to a new school. One morning, he complained.
I don't like my new school. No one plays with me. Can't I go back to my old school, Auntie? I miss my old friends, Simpiwe and Thabo.
That's not possible, I'm afraid.
Musa's auntie put her arm around him.
I'm taking care of you now. This is your new home.
Tears filled Musa's eyes.
Oh, don't worry, my child. You'll make new friends in time.
She put on her jacket. As Musa climbed into the taxi with his aunt, she said,
Don't forget, we're going to the eye doctor in town this afternoon to have your eyes tested.
Musa's heart sank. He felt miserable. He had to sit in the front row of the classroom because he could not see the board clearly from the back. He hoped he would not have to wear glasses. It would be even more difficult for him to make friends if he had to wear glasses, he thought. At break time, Musa stayed inside the classroom on his own. Through the window, he could see the boys in his class playing soccer on the field. The rest of the school day dragged. That afternoon, when Musa and Auntie were sitting in the taxi on their way to the optometrist, Musa again complained that no one wanted to play with him at school.
If you want a friend, be a friend to someone. There must be other children who are lonely who want to make friends with you.
I suppose so.
What about the other new boys in your class, Musa?
Musa shrugged his shoulders. Musa and his aunt got out of the taxi and crossed the road.
Come on.
Auntie held his hand as they walked into a shop called Smart Specs. When Musa saw the rows and rows of glasses, he hoped that he wouldn't be told he had to wear any of them. But the optometrist tested Musa's eyes and said that he did need glasses for reading. Musa and Auntie did some shopping and went back to Smart Specs later that afternoon to fetch his glasses. When they got home, Musa tried out his glasses. They did help him see better. When he put them on, he noticed that the words in his reading book were no longer blurry. The next day, Musa did not really want to wear his glasses at school. But he had to.
Owl eyes, owl eyes, owl eyes, owl eyes.
Teased a group of children in his class.
It's like an owl.
Musa felt sad. Once again, he stayed in the classroom on his own at break time. A week later, the principal came to speak to the class.
Guys, rehearsals for the annual school play will be starting soon. Anyone who would like to find out more about the play can come and meet me in the grade 4 classroom after school.
Although he was nervous, Musa went along after school to find out more about the play. His old school didn't have plays.
The play we are doing is a story about a wise chief and a hare who tried to trick him. I want you all to come back after school tomorrow and read something for me, so that I can choose which part in the play is right for you.
The next day, Musa waited for his turn to read. He had practiced reading his favorite poem at home, but he still felt nervous about reading in front of everyone. When he got up to read his poem, some of the other children teased him.
Go for it, Owl Eyes.
Go, Owlsies.
After all the children had read, the principal said it was time for everyone to find out what part they would be playing in the play. Musa looked down at his feet nervously. His hands were sweating.
I need someone to play the wise chief,
said the principal.
Musa, those glasses make you look clever and wise. Would you like to play the wise chief?
Musa could not believe what he was hearing. His heart soared like an eagle. Did his new glasses really make him look clever? He knew he could read the words in his books and on the board far better when he was wearing them. Musa enjoyed practicing for the school play. They had to rehearse every break time and after school too. Some of the children in his class did not have parts in the play. They played soccer on the field during break time. But this did not worry Musa now. He had found something that he enjoyed doing with others. A few days after rehearsals began, Musa ran into his auntie's kitchen as soon as he got home from school.
I have a new friend, Auntie. He's also in the school play, and he's also new at the school. I really like him.
Oh, I told you you would make new friends in time, Musa. You just needed to be patient.
After weeks of practicing, it was time for the school play. When Musa was on stage as the wise chief, he smiled at his aunt sitting in the front row next to the parents of his new friend.
You were wonderful, Musa,
said his aunt on their way home after the play.
To think, I got the part because of my glasses.
Yes.
Auntie hugged him.
Who would have guessed that the thing you wanted the least was the thing that would help you with the thing you wanted the most? To find a friend.
The taxi turned the corner and their home was in sight.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona, with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Cassie Lowers and Vian Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.